It is our good friend, our very good friend, Monica Crowley. Good morning, Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, good morning, guys. And Sid, thank you so much for that very effusive praise. That was amazing. You want to join me at noon today so you can continue and go on?
Right, you have another day coming up at noon today. Well, tell us this. You know, you talked about it last week. Long before I was here, you were here, and you were hosting here on WABC Radio, and you remarked a couple of times last week with me and Bernard how excited you were to be back. But last week, you were basically a guest, if not a fill-in host, with me, Bernie, and John. This week, hosting alone on WABC. How cool has that been?
It has been absolutely amazing. And yeah, I went to Washington for a couple of years, worked for President Trump, Secretary Mnuchin. So I had been away from the radio microphone for a couple of years. And getting back behind that mic and just hosting a great show for the people of the tri-state area and the country and frankly the world, because you can stream it anywhere in the world at WABCradio.com. It's been extraordinary, and I kind of feel like a duck to water that you just put me in and off I swim.
Yeah, well, quack, quack. You sound great, Monica Crowley. Listen, Monica, yesterday, I hate to call him this, but I will, the imbecile in chief, he flip-flopped on these masks. There was no science behind this announcement yesterday that wasn't already there, say, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Anyway, the question is this on the mask. First of all, he didn't thank Donald Trump. Second of all, the timing of the announcement, a lot of people think maybe to distract from the horrendous first 100 days, the recent news about gas lines, inflation, the crisis at the border, all that stuff. What do you think about the announcement yesterday?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about this at noon as well, Bernie. But, it calls to mind, there was a movie made about this, but it calls to mind the Clinton era as well, Wag the Dog. So it seems to me that because none of the science has changed, I mean, there was nothing different. They made this announcement at 2:08 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. There was no different science at 2:08 than it was at 2:07. So they made this announcement, and you just have to think that it's got to be political. There has to be political motivation around it. And it seems like the Biden White House has taken a look at some of the poll numbers, especially on COVID, and have seen that with all of the vaccinations, you know, well over 100 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated. The economy is opening up again. People are over it. They're over the COVID panic. They have been vaccinated. They feel a lot safer. They're looking at the numbers and seeing that well over 99.9% of people who contract this survive. And they're done with it, and they want to get on with their lives. So they must have seen that polling data and realized this is not going well.
Right.
Meanwhile, there are so many other things not going well, like the Middle East is aflame, inflation, gas lines, crisis at the border. And they're realizing we need to change the conversation. So let's play Happy Days Are Here Again on COVID and try to distract everybody from everything else that's going on.
Yep. Monica Crowley filling in again this afternoon, noon to one for Charlie Kirk. Let's stick with that theme for a second, Monica, which is no science. Very funny the way you put it. Nothing changed between 2:07 and 2:08 that would make you believe that Biden had this epiphany that we're okay now. On the flip side, same exact thing applies for Andrew Cuomo. There is no science that says we can't take off our masks. Yet he said again yesterday, slow down. We're not there yet here in New York. So while Biden, there's no science to say, let's take the mask off. Same thing with Andrew Cuomo. Neither side has science.
Yeah, it's all political. And that leads a lot of people to think, well, the virus was very real and very deadly. And thank God for President Trump and Operation Warp Speed that got these vaccines developed and distributed and in everybody's arms in record time. You got to think that so much else of this was political. That's what's getting people thinking in a different direction, that, they're not making these decisions based on any real kind of science. And the Democrats are like, we're the party of science, but they're not operating on any kind of rational scientific basis on this stuff. And people have had enough. People are now operating in common sense. You know, if you've not been vaccinated, take whatever precautions you deem appropriate. If you have been vaccinated, you could, you're liberated. But this whole announcement yesterday felt less like a liberation and more of a, where have you been? Because rational common sense people have been doing this now for months, right?
Yeah.
So I think the acute phase of this is over. And, you know, politicians like Governor Cuomo, he's in a world of pain. He's got a couple of investigations targeted at him. And what will be interesting, guys, is to see if Mayor de Blasio, who hates Governor Cuomo's guts and vice versa, if just because Cuomo said that, I wonder if de Blasio will take the opposite tack.
Yeah, he usually does. That'll be interesting to see. Monica Crowley, she's on today for Charlie Kirk from 12 to 1 o'clock. Monica Crowley on the Bernie and Sid Show. Monica, I played a clip this morning of this Australian anchor, and the point of it was to show that the eyes of the world are on what's happening here in the United States with this Biden administration, which is so inept, so incompetent, so many crises under this guy. He was speculating that what they're doing to Biden is elder abuse. And you mentioned the Middle East, the Russians hacking the pipeline, China. I mean, what Biden can't handle this. He's obviously impaired. But it seems to a lot of people that he's being tested, that the United States is now being tested by these actions overseas in the Middle East, as I mentioned, the Russians with the pipeline, of course, China slapping around Secretary of State Blinken in Alaska last month. What do you think of that?
You know, guys, remember the original Jurassic Park movie? There was a scene early on when some of the smaller flying dinosaurs would fly up onto the fence of the park that they were building. They'd fly up onto the fence and they'd just start to peck it. And they would peck, peck, peck at the fence. You know what those dinosaurs were doing? Testing. They were probing. They were probing the defenses to see, could they get away with flying in? Could they get away with an attack? And that's exactly what you're seeing now. You're seeing the dinosaurs of the world, hackers, state actors. You see the Chinese emboldened. You see the Russians emboldened. The Biden administration wants to get back into the Iran nuclear deal. So now Iran is emboldened. They feel like they have the upper hand. You've got terrorist groups that are still out there. Al-Qaeda, ISIS. You see what Hamas is now doing in Israel. So all of these things are a direct result of a weak American president.
Yep.
You know, when President Trump was in there, he was so strong, like Reagan, like Nixon. All they need to do is be. All they need to do is be present in the presidency. And our enemies, sometimes they did strike. I'm not saying there were never any testing under these presidents or attacks, but they always thought twice, because they knew a strong American president would retaliate.
Right.
But when you've got a Jimmy Carter, or you've got a Barack Obama, or you've got a Joe Biden, it's like a global free-for-all, and people's lives are at stake.
Well, this is why she's great. She went with Wag the Dog. She went with Jurassic Park, which was a great reference. You know, I appreciate that stuff a lot. What can we expect this afternoon as you close out the week again in fine fashion, filling in for Charlie Kirk? What will Monica Crowley be talking about, and who will she be talking to today?
Well, we're going to talk about what we just discussed about the CDC guidelines and how they're constantly changing like a mood ring. And we may talk about, Mayor de Blasio actually said something yesterday I agreed with. How's that for a tease?
Wow, that's interesting. That's a good tease. Monica Crowley teasing Bernie and Sid on the Bernie and Sid Show. Monica, thank you. We'll look forward to you at noon today on 77 WABC.
Guys, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great job. Monica Crowley, 12 to 1. Once again, right after Brian Kilmeade and right before